Turning to news from Africa now, the two main opposition candidates in Nigeria's presidential election rejected today's announcement that the ruling party's Umaru Yar'Adua had won. Elsewhere, an overseas observer mission said the entire electoral process had failed to meet international standards. The 59 observers of the U.S.-based International Republican Institute identified numerous voting day irregularities, including ballot box stuffing and false results. The director of communications for the Catholic Archdiocese of Abuja, Father Patrick Tor Alumumuku, described people's current mood amidst the uncertainty.
There is a feeling of dissatisfaction among Nigerians generally, because they see that the results of the elections indicate that the ruling party's candidates are going to continue, and there is not much hope that there will be much change. So in this regard, there is a feeling that is not good enough. It's quite a difficult situation. So most people are just saying, well, let us make this progress, no matter how little it is. It might not be as good as we wanted, but it might help us to move ahead. You know, this is the first time that a civilian government will be handing over to a civilian government in Nigeria's nearly 47 years of independence. This is really progress, although there are a lot of flaws that we can improve on this in future.